Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
This is Healthy Children, brought to you by the American Academy of Pediatrics on RadioMD.com. Here's Melanie Cole, MS.
You know, back in the 50s, and you see shows like Mad Men, and the parents were always smoking in the car with their kids, and, you know, sometimes the windows weren't even rolled down. Well, new studies are coming out talking about the increased risk of respiratory infections, cancer, and even death in children if parents do, you know, some of these habits. And my guest is Dr. Amara Nabi-Birza. She's a researcher at the Center for Child and Adolescent Health Research and Policy at Massachusetts General Hospital for Children. So tell us, Dr. Nabi-Birza, about the children and smoking in cars. I mean, we all know now that this isn't something that should be done, and secondhand smoke more and more in the media. So tell us, what is different about this?
Hi, Melanie. Thank you for having me on this show. Yes, definitely. We all know, even the Surgeon General in his latest report said that any amount of secondhand smoke exposure for children or for any human being is not good. So we expected, we tried to look at how many parents smoke in their cars and expose their children to tobacco smoke. And as you read in our study, we saw that a large number of parents, 76% of the parents whom we interviewed, reported not having a strictly enforced smoke-free car policy in their car. And almost half of these parents smoked with children in the car. So this was really shocking. And we think this is because, traditionally homes have been considered the main indoor source of tobacco smoke exposure for children. And parents actually have been doing a great job with limiting this exposure for their children. And our data show that as well, a large number of parents had smoke-free homes, but very few had smoke-free cars. I think they don't realize that car is an important domestic environment with the potential for really elevated levels of tobacco smoke contamination. And that even with ventilation, there are many studies that have now shown that even with ventilation, tobacco smoke pollution levels in the car still remains high.
Now, if somebody smokes in a car without a child present, and then the child gets in the car, like suppose a parent smokes on their way to pick up the child at school, are we looking at the same results? I mean, is there then sort of almost that third-hand smoke that's still lingering around in the car? Because I think parents might not even really realize that.
Absolutely. You hit the nail on the head there. Many parents think, okay, they smoke on their way to pick up their children, thinking that the windows are rolled down and it might be safe for children. But research has again documented that residual tobacco smoke contamination remains in the car, the seats of the car, the fabric. It remains in the car even after the cigarette is extinguished, and that tobacco smoke, the contaminants don't ever really leave the car.
Wow. You know, I think that that's kind of huge, because I don't think that parents really realize that. Now, when this study was done and you were addressing parents, do they seem to say, oh, okay, well, we'll never do that again? Or is this some, you know, we're going to have to really reach out and let people know?
I know, absolutely. I think that when we did the study, we basically, this was a survey that we conducted when the parents were leaving from their child's doctor's office. We did not provide them with the advice because it was a survey that we did. But it brings out an important part that we did ask them if the pediatrician advised them to have a smoke-free car. And that was also surprising that only 12% of the pediatricians were addressing smoking in cars with their parents. So I guess this brings us to the question that what should be done, I think, and that is where we need to step in as pediatricians, health, public health people, and make sure that parents know that it's not good to smoke in their cars, even if the windows are rolled down, even if children are not present in their cars. And as pediatricians, they have been focusing on home as a main source of exposure for children, and they are in the best position to advocate for their children. So they should advise people to have to continue quitting smoking, to continue adopting smoke-free home policies, but also add that they should adopt smoke-free car policies.
And I think that it's also not a bad idea for schools to pick up on this and say, because as long as they're teaching smoke-free environments and, you know, the soccer fields are, and that's outside, they're smoke-free environments, and the school grounds are smoke-free environments. And so, you know, maybe the schools could step it up and even let parents know, or let students know, to let their parents know that smoking in cars is just one more way to get that second and or third hand smoke that could really damage a child's future.
You're absolutely right. I mean, schools can do this. There could be public health campaigns, because we also need to realize that there are many children of that age that don't go to schools as well. So, and they are the children who are trapped in the car and really cannot speak up and advocate for themselves. So schools should advocate for having smoke-free cars, and even public health agencies could probably develop campaigns that educate parents, schools, children to not smoke in the cars.
Well, and I think that that's a great way for parents listening to get involved. If you are a parent that's a non-smoker listening, or a parent that is someone who smokes, who maybe sees yourself in this story and says, you know, I didn't even realize that smoking in the car, even if my child's not with me, can be something that can be really, really detrimental. Now, so really any form of secondhand smoke, if a child walks past someone smoking, even if it's outside, we're talking that that child is now breathing it in.
Absolutely. I mean, those tobacco smoke toxins go into your system, and any level is not safe for children, especially because their systems are, you know, their lungs are still not mature enough, and they breathe that smoke as well. And those are the toxins that they breathe, and in the long run are harmful for their health.
So basically, now wrap this up for us. Tell us exactly what you think, Dr. Nabi Burza, about this study, this survey that was conducted, and really what you want parents to know.
I think if I had to sum it up, I would just say that, you know, so far workplaces, restaurants, and even bars are smoke-free, but cars have been forgotten. We need to recognize that smoking in cars is not safe for anybody, be it the person who's smoking or the non-smokers, especially children who are riding in the car with them. Now that we know the extent of the problem, that how many people are actually smoking in the cars, parents, pediatricians, school officials, public health people need to help these children to avoid this exposure and adopt smoke-free environments around children so that their health is not compromised.
And I think that parents, you can get involved in your community and in your school. And, you know, I've heard doing this show for years, people say, well, I'm tired of hearing about the smoking thing and we know it's harmful. But, you know, new things are really coming out all the time. And with these exit interviews, that proved that. It showed that parents and smoking parents whose children were seen in pediatric offices, that they were asked about their smoking behaviors in their vehicles, and that they did not receive that advice. So parents, you know now, this secondhand smoke is dangerous. It you know, your kids get in even after you're done, and it still is. And in the pediatrician's offices, let's give that advice. Let's make sure that the parents out there get this information, that this is pretty new information, to say that, yes, it is second and third hand smoke in the car just as dangerous as if you had smoke in your house. So let's make those cars a smoke-free environment also. Thank you so much, Dr. Amara Nabi Burza. And you're listening to Radio MD. Remember, you can listen anytime on demand or on the go. You can also get more information from the American Academy of Pediatrics consumer website, healthychildren.org. This is Melanie Cole. Stay well.